Have you ever replayed a painful conversation again and again? You remember what the person said. You imagine what you should have said. You wonder why they rejected you. You rehearse how unfair it was. You may even picture a future conversation in which you finally prove your point. This kind of repetitive inward conversation is sometimes called rumination. Rumination happens when the mind circles around the same pain without reaching truth, peace, or faithful action. The pain may involve rejection, it may involve loneliness, it may involve anger. It may involve embarrassment, disappointment, betrayal, or feeling overlooked. Your feelings are real. The event may have truly been painful. Getting stuck in the replay does not mean you are weak or faithless. It means that your organic human life is trying to understand something that hurt. Your mind is searching for an explanation. Your body may still be carrying tension. Your emotions may still be asking whether you are safe, valued, or loved. But the mental replay can begin to create an inner script. The script might say, "No one really wants me. I always get left out. I should have made them pay. I will never trust anyone again. I cannot be at peace until they admit they were wrong." These sentences may feel powerful because they are connected to pain, but pain does not automatically make every conclusion true. Psalm 34:18 says, "Yahweh is near to those who have a broken heart and saves those who have a crushed spirit." God does not shame you for feeling wounded. He comes near. He invites you to bring the rejection, anger, loneliness, and unanswered questions into His presence. Begin by pausing. Ask, "What conversation am I replaying? What sentence am I repeating to myself? What is that sentence producing in me? Perhaps it is producing anger. Perhaps it is producing isolation. Perhaps it is making you check a message repeatedly. Perhaps it is keeping you awake. Perhaps it is making you withdraw from people who have not harmed you." Naming the pattern is not the same as condemning yourself. You can say, "I am replaying this because it hurt. I feel rejected. I feel angry. I feel alone. I want an answer I may never receive." Then welcome scripture into the conversation. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your worries on Him because He cares for you." You can speak honestly to Christ, "Lord Jesus, I give you this conversation again. I give you the words that were spoken. I give you the words I wish I had spoken. I give you my need to control what the other person thinks. I give you my anger and loneliness. Show me what is true." You may need to address something directly. You may need to set a boundary. You may need to apologize for your part. You may need to seek wise counsel. You may need to grieve a relationship that has changed. You may also need to stop demanding that the mental replay produce an answer it cannot provide. Romans 12:2 teaches us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Renewal does not mean pretending the pain never happened. It means refusing to let the pain write the final meaning of your life. A scripture-shaped replacement sentence might be, "This rejection hurts, but it does not determine my worth before God. I can acknowledge what happened without replaying it all day. My anger can alert me to something important without becoming my master. I may feel lonely, but I am not abandoned by Christ. I can seek truth, wise boundaries, and peaceful action." When the replay begins again, do not attack yourself. Pause. Notice it. Name it. Welcome Christ into it. Then choose one faithful action in the present moment. The goal is not to erase every memory. The goal is to stop handing the memory control over your identity, attention, relationships, and next faithful step. You are an organic human. You can feel pain, seek truth, care for your body, receive wise support, and welcome scripture into the conversation inside you. The painful conversation may still be part of your story, but through Jesus Christ, it does not have to become the voice that rules your life.